be in the morning.
The coffee is on.
WSJM.
Now, on with the show.
8:11 on the Moody Good Morning Show on your Monday morning. It is March 5th, 2018, and it's time for Monday Morning Money Talk with the United Federal Credit Union. And in the house this morning from United Federal, mortgage advisor Carter Nims. Good morning, Carter.
Morning, Pat. Happy to be here.
Happy to have you. And a special guest from the real estate world this morning, Joe Flood. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome aboard.
Great to be here.
Well, let's talk about, Carter, you guys have offered up a very generous offer here in Berrien County. First of all, teeing up $5,000 from United Federal Credit Union, but also offering the opportunity to double that.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're all about taking care of our members in the community. Obviously, the recent floods were absolutely devastating to those affected by it. We did make the $5,000 donation to the United Way and Berrien Community Foundation's Disaster Relief Fund, and we're offering to match up to another $5,000 in donations by our members and the community. Those who are looking to donate can drop off a donation at a Southwest Michigan branch, donate online via the United Way of Southwest Michigan's website, and use key code UFCU, or you can text UFCU to 51555. And for more information on how you can donate, you can go to unitedfcu.com/donate.
Very good. You know, as we've watched friends and neighbors, you know, slog through this mess, it's been pretty amazing. I mean, this in some cases a 50-year flood, they said, in some cases a 500-year flood. Haven't seen anything like this, you know, in seemingly forever. And it can rock your world. No question about that.
Absolutely. So we're just trying to help in any way that we can.
All right. Well, Joe, I'm sure you've probably been talking to folks that are in need of something new now, it would be my guess, huh?
Yeah, no doubt about that. Yeah, there's, you know, whether they're looking to, you know, buy, sell, or, you know, lease somewhere, or even have an investment property. Yeah, that's definitely the case.
Well, you know, as we were looking earlier this month, we had one of your guys in, and he was talking about, you know, mortgages and so forth. And you know, one of the strongest things you can do, in my estimation, because I've been through it myself not that long ago, is to make sure that before you go out and you start looking for your dream house, you know, with Joe or whoever, to talk to somebody at United Federal and make sure you're pre-qualified for the level of dream house that you have tapped into your head, because if you're not, you know, you're just going to end up with disappointment.
Yeah, absolutely. So getting pre-qualified is a great step for both a buyer and a seller. Obviously, the buyer is the one getting pre-qualified. That helps them clearly define a budget, like you said, making sure that you can afford the house. And for the seller side, it provides a benefit because, you know, the buyers making the offer are having proved themselves going through the process of getting qualified, and it just provides that guarantee that the transaction is going to happen.
And Joe, I would imagine there's nothing worse than, you know, taking somebody into a house and having them go, "Ooh, I love it," and they love everything about it, and then you find out they're not pre-qualified. I'm sure you probably asked the question right up front: are you guys pre-qualified?
Well, and you got to kind of be nice with that, but generally you want to know, you know, where their budget is, and,
sure,
you know, to what extent, you know, where they want to head, and as far as what type of home and what, you know, what price range.
Yeah, because that can be pretty devastating, you know, to somebody to land on what they think is, you know, the absolute best possible home, only to find out that, you know, perhaps you're not even close, or worse yet, you're close, but, you know, you're just, you know, not, unfortunately, going to be able to make it without some kind of additional help or something.
Mm-hmm.
So what does it take in order to get to pre-qualified, Carter?
So a couple items that we're going to look at is, one, your credit score. We're going to look at your current employment situation and verify your income on a monthly basis. And the income we're going to look at is your gross income, which is what your monthly income is before taxes are deducted. And then we're going to verify your assets, just making sure that you have enough to cover all the costs that are entailed with the mortgage with regard to the down payment, the closing costs with regard to title fees and the prepaid amounts as well for homeowners insurance and property taxes.
And Joe, you know, a lot of folks may not realize that when it is time to close on a loan, it takes a lot more than just the old down payment. There's a lot of things you may not have thought about along the way.
Well, we always, we do, and work, you know, working in conjunction with Carter, you know, we want to know, you know, at least give them an idea where they're, what the closing costs will be, and you know, title costs, fees, and everything like that. So, yeah, definitely staying on top of that and making them aware of what their total cost, you know, will be exactly. And, you know, relying on the title company as well to provide that.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, it's been a couple of record years here in Southwest Michigan. You know, the market has been absolutely on fire. And yet, I know you probably scratch your head every day looking at clients that want to buy, you know, their dream home. And it's just not out there on the market yet because the inventory has been so tight.
No doubt about that. Yeah, you've got to be creative. I mean, you know, if you're able to reach out to your client base and say, have you ever thought of selling?
Yeah.
And, you know, be creative and you know, developing certain homes for people. And definitely you've got to do what you can. But you're right, it has been incredibly hot market.
You know, it actually happened to us years ago when I was a kid. My dad got a call on a Sunday morning from a realtor up in Boyne City, Michigan. We were living up in Boyne, and we had just built a brand new home because we couldn't find what we wanted. Sure. Enough. He couldn't. I was a kid, you know. The realtor calls him, and he goes, Moody, I got a guy that wants to buy your house. My dad just kind of laughs, and he goes, it's not for sale. You know, he goes, no, you don't understand. The guy has bought the local pharmacy, and he came to town, and he's looked everywhere, and he can't find anything on the market that he wants, and he likes your house. And my dad said, well, that's too bad because it's not for sale. And he goes, Moody, be reasonable about this, you know. Make an offer that is just so far out there, the guy may take it. Yeah. And so my dad says, well, all right, you know, I'll think about it. You come over, we'll show him the house, you know, and everything. So then he thought, well, you know, he just built it like 3 years earlier. He said, what if I, you know, 2.5 times what I cost to build it? And so thinking there's no way he's going to buy it, you know. So the guy comes over, he says, oh, I like it even more now that I've seen the inside. He goes, what's it going to take? And my dad told him, he says here's what he laid out the price, and the guy said sold. He's like, no. So now we're back in the same situation. My mom was at a bowling tournament down in Traverse City. She comes home, she had just gotten it all decorated exactly the way she wanted everything, and she comes home and dad says, I got some news for you. I sold the house. What? You know, she's going, yeah, right. You know, she goes, no, seriously. She cried for like 3 days. But half of it was because she was upset over the fact that she had lost it. But half was because she's like, wow, we got a lot of money now that we can go out and do something else.
So, tears of joy.
Yeah. They were mixed. They were both in there. But, you know, it is pretty amazing. You know, so, you know, folks, you never know. Your house may be of extreme value beyond what you think it is. And, is probably a very good time to put your house on the market.
No doubt about it. In real estate, we have this saying that if it's not compelling, it's not selling. So really, you know, it's always be thinking about if you are planning to do that, put your house on the market, you know, just to make sure that it's distinct and, you know, prepared for.
Yeah, exactly. Make sure that it is a compelling house that somebody is, in fact, going to want to buy. Well, the bottom line on all of this is you probably want to go and see Carter and the team, right, Carter?
Yeah, absolutely. As the spring market is upon us, you know, it's a great idea to make sure that you're pre-qualified like we've been talking about. Just make sure that your house is within budget and that you're going to be able to make a distinct offer this spring.
All right, very good. How can they get a hold of you?
They can get a hold of me at 269-930-2839, day and night, weekdays and weekends.
All right, very good. Joe, how can I get a hold of you?
Probably the easiest way is my website, joefloodrealestate.com.
All right, very good. Gentlemen, thank you much. That's Monday Morning Money Talk for this Monday morning from United Federal Credit Union and Joe Flood. And we appreciate you being here, and we wish everybody great success in finding their dream home, wherever it may be in Michigan's great Southwest.
Absolutely.
Thanks, guys.